It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there today, Josh?
Another weekend without having to blow snow.
Yeah, we were just chatting about that. It's kind of nice. It's like, what, two in a row now or something like that.
Let's hope this trend keeps up.
Yeah, I see that I got an update on flooding for Lac Parle County from Blaine Johnson, the emergency manager. And I like the last line in the thing or something about the dry weather is in the forecast. So
yes,
it's a long range forecast for dry weather. So
let's hope so.
That'll be a good thing.
Yes.
Hey, we got to say happy birthday to Dina, your wife over at the Madison Dental Clinic today.
Happy birthday, hon.
There we go. She's working hard on her birthday, right?
Of course.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Airman Basic Ronald Paul Kittleson. Ron was born on April 2nd, 1938 in Montevideo and passed away on January 17th, 2014. He was from Dawson originally. He entered active duty on February 10th, 1958 in Minneapolis in the United States Air Force and was honorably discharged on May 5th, 1958 at Lackland Air Force Base, San Antonio, Texas. He served during peacetime. So we thank you, Ron, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to all the vets.
Absolutely. Well, every day is Vets Day in my office.
Every day is Veterans Day in your office. That's right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about veterans' mental health today and some pioneering approaches to treatment.
Yeah, a new study demonstrates effectiveness of implementing collaborative team method. This press release came out on March 15th, and it discusses new ways to treat veterans with mental health concerns. A recent study by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, which was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, open on March 1st, showed positive outcomes for veterans struggling with multiple mental health conditions. It was a randomized implementation trial, which included almost 6,000 veterans receiving care in a VA outpatient mental health clinic, showed that effective teamwork and a patient's active involvement in their care can reduce hospitalization rates for veterans with mental health conditions. The study outlines effective steps for veterans, their clinicians, and the larger VA healthcare system to all work together to positively impact the mental health of veterans. New collaborative interdisciplinary team approach to outpatient mental health demonstrated that demonstrated a reduced rate of mental health hospitalizations among veterans treated by the teams. It improved mental health status for veterans with multiple mental health conditions. It improved clinician team function in terms of clarity of team members' roles and prioritization of team over individual goals. During the study, researchers worked with existing VA behavioral health interdisciplinary program. That is a long word.
Interdisciplinary. That's a long one. It's a mouthful for a Monday.
A lot of syllables. Or BHIP teams in mental health outpatient clinics. BHIP teams generally comprise of psychiatrists, psychologists, RN care managers, advanced practice nurses, peer support specialists, social workers, and licensed therapists. Researchers help these teams to align their care processes with a scientifically proven, evidence-based collaborative chronic care model, or CCM, which is an approach for integrating behavioral health care and engaging veterans to be active participants in their care. A study extended the collaborative chronic care model, which had been scientifically proven to improve outcomes in formal clinical research trials, to VA outpatient clinics. As a result of the findings collected during the trial and based on veteran health status and satisfaction data gathered during telephone interviews at baseline and at 6 and 12 months of support, VA plans to nationally implement the unique team-based model of care over the next 2 years to benefit more veterans and those who care for them. So if you know a veteran that may be suffering from some mental health concerns, more information, you can go to mentalhealth.va.gov. You can contact our office, and of course there's a veterans linkage line as well.
All right. Yeah, it's good to know the signs. I mean, even if you just know a veteran or something, to kind of get up on some of that stuff, whether veterans or others. You know, there are a lot of good programs and material out there these days on dealing with mental health and how to identify problems in them.
Absolutely. So, I'm on the county's Behavioral Health Collaborative, and, there's a lot of different agencies on that, and mental health is, you know, the key focal right. point on.
Because of course you deal with it with the vets, but of course it's a problem with farmers. It's a problem with everybody, yes. everybody in all walks of life, really.
Yes, absolutely.
So, all right, but again, that veterans linkage line you mentioned. Do you have that number?
Memorized. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
That's going to be the thawed-out level here pretty soon.
I hope so.
Yeah, green and lush.
That'll be
looking
nice.
Looking forward to it.
Be nice to see some green on the grass.
That's right.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Hours, regular hours this week?
Yes. I'm okay. out for a couple of meetings. And, I do want to plug a few things.
Okay.
I do have bronze flag holder markers for cemeteries. So, make sure the service organizations can come get what they need. The Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Supper that's taking place at the Madison VFW on Friday.
This week.
Okay. I think the meal starts at 6 o'clock and have a little program at 7, and it's going to be a good time by all. The state commander of the VFW is going to be out, Tom Hansen. He's from Wilmer originally and a Vietnam veteran himself. And April 9th, there'll be a flag retirement ceremony at the... was it Hilltop Bar and Grill?
Right. Formerly the Dawson VFW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Oscar Lee Post of the American Legion will be putting that on for flag retirement. We do have a drop box to place any flags that need to be properly disposed of.
So get them over there by April 9th.
Yep.
And you can, we said before, too, you can drop them off here at the radio station if that's more convenient downtown.
Yep, there's a lot of collection points, yep. But we do have an official flag drop box yep. at the courthouse here.
Right by your office.
Right next to my office. There's a picture of me and Ivy Vondahar.
So they can, that's right.
Right next to it.
So they can drop off the flag and stop in and say hello.
That's right.
All right, very good. Well, thanks, Josh, for the info, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Josh Benega, Lackborough Veterans Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the air this morning. Here on Q92.
Vets Info on the air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the air.